Yesterday, we learned the site of, at the end of Shia, the Minchas Chinuch site, that there are two types. Somebody else also didn't have an eraser. That there are two types of Gerua and Kesef. Minchas Chinuch says, there's one type of Gerua and Kesef, which is a Din Mamon, which is a financial arrangement. There's a certain financial deal of Gerua and Kesef that if whenever he wants to buy himself out, he can buy himself out. That's we'll call that a Din Mamon. It's a financial arrangement in Avdus. There's a second din of Gerua and Kesef, which is a mitzvah. We called it a siyua, that the Adayin has a mitzvah to help the Eved go free. And that is counted as a separate mitzvah, as I say in the Torah. The Adayin should be misayaya, the Yitzhiya of the Eved. Adayin should help the Yitzhiya of the Eved with Gerua and Kesef. We said basically that there are two tracks in the Torah. There's the parsha of Gerua and Kesef, which says by the Hafta, which says by the parsha of Amivriya in Parshas Mishpatim, and there's the parsha of Gerua and Kesef, which says in Bahar by Mocha Lagai. Why Mocha Lagai? It's just a din moment. When you sell to a guy, you have a right to buy yourself out. By the Hafta, and anything you learn out of the Hefta, it's a din of siyua, it's a mitzvah to help the person buy his way out. This was the Minchas Chinuch's two dinim. And the Meila came out, how many nafkaminis did we have yesterday between the two? Well, we had one, which is on the board. If you sold with a pruta, with two prutas. Somebody who has is in a matzav with is a mitzvah of Gerua and Kesef. So being that there's a mitzvah Gerua and Kesef, it has to be shayach. So mamele you have to be sold for at least two prutas or a dinner. Shein came the first column, which is the din of Nimka Lagai, who doesn't have mitzvahs. So by him, you know, it can even be sold for a pruta. It doesn't have to be sold for more than a pruta. Another nafkamir would be if we're kaifa, if you hold. The Gemara says that there's no kfiya on Gerua and Kesef. The kasha is that the Gemara says that Gerua and Kesef is bakarcha da adain, so there is kfiya. So Minchas Chinuch made the same chiluk, because no kfiya means there's no kfiya to be misayaya for him to help him along. And on the din mamin, if he has money, he can force his adain to let him out. There's a mitzvah asay on the adain to make it easier for him. So that mitzvah sasei, we're not kaifa. What? We're kaifa if he's got all the money, but we're not kaifa for him to do something to make it easier for him to give him credit or other nafkaminis, which we'll mention in a minute. That we don't. Yesterday we said something which wasn't entirely true. Yesterday we said that if you sell an Eved for 600 zuz for 6 years, it's worth 100 zuz a year. Now that's not really true. Just financially, it's not really true. Why? Why is it not really true? That's one reason. If you have a worker who works for you for 6 years, the 6 years worth the same as the first year. First of all, he probably has a little bit of experience by the sixth year. The first year, you still have to train him, to break him in. The sixth year is worth more than the first year. And the second year, certainly, is worth more than the first year. So you have somebody, you hire an Eved, you teach him, if you teach him to fix shoes, it takes him a while to learn how to fix shoes. And if you're teaching him to clean your house, it takes him a while to learn where to put everything in your house. It's worth less the first than the end, right?
Also.
Some of them get burnt out, but the second year is certainly worth more than the first year. Once he gets burnt out already by the second year.
Work. He signed a 6-year contract at $100 a year, each year $100.
But he didn't really. There's a second consideration. And that is that when you hire an Eved, you give him the whole 600 up front. You give him 600 zuz up front for 6 years of work. Now, technically, it's not true that it's $100 a year. If I would have a deal with somebody, I want to rent his apartment. He's charging $100 a year. Alibi. $100 a year, yeah, I want to rent his apartment. I want to rent his building. So I tell him, okay, I'll give you the $600 up front. So it's worth it for him to tell me, all right, you give me the $600 up front, so let's say the sixth year, I'll give you 25% off. He's getting the money 6 years ahead of time, or 5 years ahead of time. It's worth something to someone to get the money in advance. Right? There's a certain value to it. Now, we don't charge for it because of Ribbis considerations, but in the etzem value, it's worth something. It's worth more money to get the money up front than to get the money later. If I get the 600 now, I could do something with the money till then. Hopefully, I can invest it, I can make money. So it's the Mechaschina says it's not true that the 6 years are equal. Each later year is worth more. And when the Torah said that you make a cheshbon ki'ilu, each year is the same, that is a siyua, that's a help to the eved. It's part of the mitzvah to be misayaya, the eved, to go free. It's a taiva to the eved, that even though if you go to somebody who knows how to calculate financial worth, $600, 6 years, he'll tell you, well, maybe the first year is $125, the sixth year is $75. Because of the concerns that we mentioned. But the Torah said, Afal Pikein, if he goes out, you give him a $100 refund for the sixth year. That's a siyua, that's Gzeres HaKasuv, that it's a siyua that you count each year the same, even though it's not really the same. That's the Gzeres HaKasuv of Giron Kesef. Zokta Mechaschino Chachidosh. He says, that's only true in the second column. In the column of the Hefta, and Amavri Aziskish Tevet Ivri. In that case, it's true, there's a mitzvah of Giron Kesef. It's a mitzvah to help him out. So you give him this reduction in the price. You give him back more money than he really should get. But by Nimka Lagoi, in the other column of Nimka Lagoi, Zekta Mechas Chinuch, no. You calculate the actual Shavius of each year, Kafi Shavuot. You know, the Goy doesn't have a mitzvah to help. You'll go to somebody who knows how to calculate these things, and he'll calculate the value of $600 for 6 years, and he'll tell you it's not $100 a year if you pay up front. It's maybe the 6 years worth $75. So the sixth year, since $75 up front is the same as $100 then. So since you're paying 6 years ahead of time, so you really only paid $75 for the sixth year. You didn't pay $600. So if you want to undo that and give back the money, you only have to give back $75 for the sixth year. And if it's the fifth year, the fourth year, I mean, you can go out after 2 years, after 3 years. You make the cheshbon, kifi, however, experts would shout up the value. So memeila zakta mechaschinuch, now there's a tremendous difference between the two columns. If you go by Meicher Atzmai, we had two pshatim in the Gemara. Either Meicher Atzmai is hookish to the first column, to Sachir Sachir, to that's the second column, actually Sachir Sachir to Amavriya, or it's Vechisasig and it's compared to Nimkalakum, a very big nafkamina. Because by Nimkalakum, there's no mitzvah, there's no din of Misayaya, and you would pay the price according to whatever an expert would estimate. If you go to the second column, then it's a mitzvah. And there's a siyua that goes to the cheshbon. And that siyua is the change in the value. So it's a very big nafkamina which of the two columns you go with. You see, it's like two parshas in the Torah, Giron and Kesef. Two totally different parshas. According to the other cheshbon, according to the cheshbon, he's more experienced. So you pay, it means the other way around. If it's because he's more experienced, then he should be more the sixth year. If it's because you're paying in advance, it should be less. So maybe the two things cancel each other out. I don't know. The Mechaschinuch doesn't go with the cheshbon of experience. He just goes to the cheshbon to give him money up front. There are others that do taina that there's an experienced cheshbon also. But you're right, if there's an experience cheshbon, then it's not a siyuah to the eved for karen. It's there's a kasef. All right. So it goes only with the second cheshbon, with the cheshbon of the paying up front. If you look in Tosis Meicher Atzmai, halfway down, Vim Timer. Tosis Akasha, Amai Yitzrach Vehefta, when you Kesef, why do I need the Hefta, Lishtak Minei, Vinelef Evri, Amevet Evri, Anim Kli Yisrael, Divin of Yisrael, Me Evri, Anim Kala Akum, Exer Shav the Sachar Sachar. Tosis says, what do I need the Hefta for? I could start with the first column, and go straight down from Nimkel Lagoi, B'makish to Meicher Atzmai, and then work my way around. Then from Meicher Atzmai, Sachir Sachir, back up to Amavriya. Why do I need two parshas in the Torah, Tosfos says? Why do I need two parshas? Let it say just the parsha by Nimkel Lagoi, and I'll work my way down to Meicher Atzmai, and then from Meicher Atzmai, back up to Amavriya. And for Tosfos, in Achinam. For Kenyan Kesef, I could just say it in one place. For Geroyan Kesef, I have to say it in two places. So Marsha says that doesn't make sense. What do you mean Geroyan Kesef, I need it in two places? The same exact thing. Let it say it in one place. Let it just say Kesef and Geroyan Kesef by Nimka Lagai. I'll Nimka Lagai, I'll go down to Meicher Atzmai from the Chisasig, and then from Sachar Sachar I'll go back up to Amevriya. Tosfos Teretz doesn't answer the question. Seems to be a very strange thing. Tosfos asked, why do I need a parsha in Bahar and a parsha in Mishpatim? In Bahar by Nimka Lagai, let's just say it there. From there I can learn till Meicher Atzmai. Now Meicher Atzmai I can learn Sachar Sachar to Machru Bez, and I'll know everything. Tosfos answers, I need a figure of Kesef. Tosfos, the Marsha says, Tosfos Teretz doesn't make sense. Because that I also, let it just say one parasha in the Torah, and with all these Hakashim, I'll be able to learn it out. Meches Chinuch says, the light him, it's very good. The light him, you can't learn Geroyan Kesef by Amevriya from Geroyan Kesef of Nimka Lagai. It's two different things. The Geroyan Kesef of Nimka Lagai is what kind of Geroyan Kesef? Just a din mamin. There's no mitzvah, there's no siyua, nothing. I need the hefta. It has to tell me that no, by Yisrael, by Yisrael Bezim, by Yisrael, there's more. There's a mitzvah to help him, and the value is estimated differently, and it's got to be at least more than a pruta, it's got to be a dinner. It's two separate sets of dinim. So the Masha, the Mechassana says, the Masha's Kasha is answered according to his thing. That if you learn the two different parshas of Geroyan Kesef, so the whole Kasha, the Masha's Kasha falls off. There are two different parshas of Geroyan Kesef.
It's easier to free yourself from the Yid
than from the Goy. It's easier. No. If you want to free yourself against his will, they're exactly the same. Exactly the same. A Yid has a mitzvah to help you, and a Goy doesn't. That's very mistaver. Goyim don't have as many mitzvahs as Yid. Goyim don't have mitzvah, a lot of mitzvahs.
Where he needs a siyua, and the
guy's
not
going to
help him,
he's not going to
be free.
That's right. Goy is not mechuyev. A guy has a right to own the yid for an eved. It doesn't go against the Torah.
The
Torah always wants you out, but
the
Torah certainly wants you out, but you can't steal from the guy. You can't run away from the guy because the guy wants you out. It's supposed to try to help him, rather than. But that doesn't mean that you can cheat the guy. The guy's not mechuyev to be mesayei to the guy. All right, let's see the Gemara Vayta. So what do? We had Shia 2 days. We had Reb Chaim's Yisoid by Eved Ivri, what Gufei Koni means, which we'll get back to. Yesterday's shiur was all about Geroyan Kesef, like a totally separate part of Dinei Eved Ivri. We're going to move on today to another part of Eved Ivri. Just one little knetch I was just wondering about. When an Eved goes out with Misa Sa'adain, I was wondering, how does that work? The Eved goes out, there's an Eved, Shimon's an Eved for Reuven. So when Reuven dies, He goes out, by Nirtzah, Kleina Atzmai, B'yevel, Misa Sa'adayim. He goes out with Misa Sa'adayim, by Nirtzah. I was just wondering, when does he go out with Misa Sa'adayim? If the Adin is dead, or when the Adin is still alive? Probably means after he's dead, right? Because as long as he's alive, he didn't die yet. Right? Well, when does he go out? He's going out from the children, or he's going out from the Adin? He can't go out from the Adin. The Adin is dead already.
But that's
what that is. So when the second the Adin dies, he belongs to the children.
No,
but he has a tzia of Mrs. Adam. So who? So what does that mean? So then what? At which second? The second that there's a second he's alive, and there's a second he's dead. The second he's alive, he doesn't go out. The second he's dead, he doesn't belong to him. Well, he doesn't belong to the Adam. That is dead. He belongs to the child, and then he goes out. What? But second before he dies, he's alive. Got to be like at his death, like in one shot when he was never going to the children. Well, the second the person stopped living, he belonged to the children. They're in line to inherit him. It just has a yitzia called misasad. It's a yitzia. She does go to the child, that's true. But the reason he doesn't go to the child is because he goes out with Misa Sa'ad. Unless the Vard is that the children never yashin, just when the Adin disappears, Mimela, like the clock ran out. It's like, it's just over. In other words, it's not a Yitzhiya. It's not really. So it's not a Yitzhiya then. It's a.
What?
Like a Shtar Shechra.
Shtar Shechra. Comes together at the same time. So Misa Sa'adai. Yeah, I was wondering about that. So he says, Eina Svara Machras, he says, right? That by Misa Sa'adai, he goes out. Is the Pshat he goes out like Yitav Yadvan Ke'echad? Or is Pshat that the clock runs out, that's all. You know, it's he's in Eved as long as the Adam's alive. When the Adam's life ends, and Mimela he goes. Is he a Tzio, or he just like Mimela goes out? Like a husband, we had the same clarity. A woman whose husband dies. Is that a Tzio, or is it just that the clock ticks out, and the clock ran out? So, Nafkamina was Eshisolio, right? It's just because he's not here. So he's not here. It's a death is a Tzio. It's a Tzio. The same thing here. Misa, what would be the Eved of Elio? Eved Elio. He goes out because there's no Adai, or he goes out because of Misa? What?
Elio is there.
Well, we consider that. Now he's not in the physical world. Everybody's here, but they're just not in this world. All right, we have to think about it. I think we'll have to come back to this question. The difference of Yitzhiya and Mimela is going to be a lot of differences.
They
have a lot of differences.
Going out
of Yitzhiya, right? No, Yitzhiya is that he has something which frees him, and Mimela means Mimela is free. There's no other.
There's
going to be enough Kamina if they have to give Hanukkah, if they have to give him a gift. If he's Mimela free, he's Mimela free. If he gives Yitzhiya.
You don't have to give it's just something to
forget. No, there's a cost in Hanukkah, you have to.
But that's like an enforced.
Not so pashut. The shach says before us, hand gift. Even if a certain minimum amount, you have to give it later. So there is. All right. Well, hopefully, yet touch base with this. It's just something, something to think about. Now, let's see this brisa. Mantana, you got it halfway down the amid. This brisa and the explanation of the brisa are a whole amid. So take a deep breath and let's follow. Man tana d'loyov socha socha haytano, the tana. Four dinim in this price. So all four are differences between Machru Bezdin and Mecher Atzmai, things that do not apply to Mecher Atzmai, right? Rules that Mecher Atzmai are exceptions. What are the four exceptions? To make a simen to remember them. Mecher Atzmai nimka l'sheish v'yeser al-sheish. Machru Bezdin nimka l'sheish. An exact custom of 6 years is only machru bez. Machru atzmai, Rashi says you can make them for 10 years. It's one nafkamina, shesh. Second nafkamina. Machru, hamachru atzmai, einei nirtza. Machru bez, the nirtza. So one nafkamina is shesh, one nafkamina is ritziya. Machru atzmai, eima nikin loi. Anoka is a gift which the Torah obligates the Odin to give by Machru Bezdin. So Meicher Atzmai ain't Manikin Lai. You don't have to give a gift to the Meicher Atzmai. Machru Bezdin Manikin Lai. Third Nafkin. Meicher Atzmai ain't Rabbi Meisel HaShifcha Kananis. Machru Bezdin Rabbi Meisel HaShifcha Kananis. Fourth Nafkin is if he has to marry a Shifcha, who's the Odin wants him to. Meicher Atzmai not. And Machru Bezdin, yes. Rabbeleza, I mean, no. Rabbeleza says no. Zevizeh, I mean, Kavo Sheish, Zevizeh Nirtza, Zevizeh Menichemai, Zevizeh Ramatosh, and Wakanans. Right, so Rabbeleza is easy. Rabbeleza says all Jews who are sold to Jews have the same din. Doesn't matter, Machru Bezdin, Machras, all the same. Chacham say no. There are major differences. There are four major chilukim between Machras and Machru Bezdin. So it's it comes out that it's like a separate parsha in the Torah according to the Chacham. Meicher Atzmai has one set of rules and Machru Bezdin has another set of rules. So what did my Labba HaKemith look at? So this must be the Mechleikis. Tanakama la Yalav Sacha Sacha Rebalazi Yalav Sacha Sacha. So Mestam, this is the Mechleikis. So we have now this Mechleikis if you learn out Sacha Sacha or not. So we have four Nafkaminis. And the Havamina that they argue if Yafina Tzach is Sachir or not. Now, the Gemara is going to say no. Amar Rav Tavyumi is going to say no. And they have to have Halt Kup. What we're going to have from now till the middle of the next Dhamma is all Rav Tavyumi. Is what Rav Tavyumi saying something for certain? No. It's not like normally in the Gemara you have a Kasha and you have a Teretz. So the Teretz is the Maskana and the Kasha is the Havamina. It's a normal piece of Gemara. This Gemara is not really doing that. This Gemara is saying you have two ways of learning. You could learn they argue Sachir Sachir or not Sachir Sachir, and that would be fine. Whereas it doesn't have any kashas on it. One of them has any kasha. One of them learns Sachir Sachir and one doesn't. Okay, they are going to be reshining that whole that this is the Emes L'maskana, the way we learned till now. And then they be able, those are going to learn Rav Tavyumi is the maskana. But you see, you can learn the Gemara two ways before you get into it. Because the Gemara has no kashas on the first pshat. The first pshat is, you could argue so, that they argue sacha sacha. There's no kash on it. Rav Tavyumi is only saying that it's not mukhrach. You could learn differently. So we have this whole Rav Tavyumi just to say it's not mukhrach. So we're going to get into Rav Tavyumi today, tomorrow. It takes a while to kriech out of him. But you have to bear in mind the Seder HaGemara that this is all a maybe. Rav Tavyumi is not saying for certainty. The Gemara said, "My love, they argue sacha sacha." Rav Tavyumi is saying, "Maybe not." What Rav Tavyumi is going to do is going to make four separate machlokes now on each of the four dinim. Again, what are the four dinim? Sheish and Tzia and Anoka and Machru and Shifcha and Shifcha. Okay, you have to have some kind of simon for that. I don't know. But those are the four nafkaminas. Now the Gemara goes through all four. Omer Rav Tavyumi Shvei Dabai. No. Could be Kuliyabi Yao Sacha Sacha. Could be everyone holds him a Sacha Sacha. Vachabakra Kabithwi. They argue in a totally different machlaikas. First one. My Tabatana Kama Dom Machas Minim Kalashesh Vyasal Shesh. Meet Rechmanaka Vimachru Bezna Vavatra Sheshanim. Zevalai Macharatsmai. It's a miyut. Which word is the miyut? That's why she say which word. Vavatra. Say va'avad sheishanim, I guess. That's sure. Which doesn't say. Okay. V'idach va'avadcha lach v'loy liyayrish. It's memayit that he works for you and not for a yayrish. Taisa says yayrish here doesn't mean the son. The son certainly he works for. It means other yarshim if there is no son. V'idach va'avadcha achrina k'siv. V'idach ahu la'atzos adayn hu da'asim. Period. So what does that mean? That the first machlaikis, which was the machlaikis of Sheish, is Xerus HaKasav. Second machlaikis. My Tam Tana Kama Dama Machatme Ene Nirtza. Why does he hold Machatme doesn't get Ritzia? Midviat Rachmana Gamachru Bez Varat Sadaina Visosne Bimatzea Osne Shalai Velay Mashal Machatme. So it's again a separate Xerus HaKasav. Beidach ha'huluk zera shavu hudasa the Tanya. How do you know the right ear? Maybe it's the left ear. So we learn out yamin yamin. Vidach and came across Eisen, my Oznai. Darshan Oznai. Idach, whom a boy lay Oznai, Valoy Ozna. Vidach, Dafkalab, even Yemir Evid, Evid Valoy Homa. Vidach, my boy lay Achiamic Shu Evid. Vidach, my Evid Evid, Nafka, Vidach, Evid Evid, lay Darish. So that's how you end the chain. You have to have somebody at the end. You know, what does he do with the puzzle? What does he do? So lay Darish. All right, so we're stopping here for now. We have two drushes. For Shesh, we have a drusha. And for Ritzia we have a drasha and Zehu. Bottom Taisvis on Yedalin Amid Beis. V'loy Oznai Shal Meicher Atzmai. And Taimer. Again, what's this going on? Ritzia. That the din of Ritzia is only my Machru Bezdin and not by Meicher Atzmai from an extra pasuk of Oznai. For Taisvis, Lomali Oznai Lamutei Meicher Atzmai Eni Nirtza. Why do I need Oznai to be Mimayit? Day Rabbi Moshe Loi Shifcha Kananis, Kidla Kamon. Tepik Leidu Mai Chasma Yerei Nirtza, Day Rabbi Moshe Loi Shifcha Kananis, Kidla Kamon. Dibin Afti Yashishti Vespanai. This is Kashi is, that it's Pashir Meicher Atzmai does not have Ritzia. Because, as you all know from the beginning of Mishpatim, Ritzia comes when the Evet says, O Hafti Yashishti Vespanai, Lo Yetzia Chavshi, I don't want to go free. He has to have a wife and kids. Shifcha Kananis and kids from there. Which means that a Meicher Atzmai that ain't Rabbi Meisalai is the Pashit that he doesn't get Ritzia. The whole Chetim says not Shayach. This is Taisus Kash. Because of Taisus Kasha, the Ritva is Mechandish Achidish. The Ritva says he has the same Kash as Taisus. It was mechadesh that a meicher atzmai. When we say ein rabbi meisel loy shifcha, it means that the adayin can't force him to take a shifcha. But if he wishes, he can take and voluntarily agree to take a shifcha kananis. It only means he can't force it, but voluntarily he could. On the sheets that I gave some of you when we started the sugya. It's the first, that sheet was for Klolim, for Ein Rabbi Meisel Shifcha. The first Klal was Meicher Atzmai, Ein Rabbi Meisel. So I wrote on the sheet, Yeshayimrim Sha'asr B'Shifcha. That's Taisus Yudalad Amid Beis, that's this Taisus. But this Taisus is Mukhruch that he can't own a Shifcha. I Taisus Yasin. And Yeshayimrim Sha'amutta. Just writing Rabbi Kaifai, that's Shittas HaRitva. So Ritva here has a Chiddush which needs Hezber for sure. And Svara. We're making now, you know, till you get to these Sugis, Lon Chumish, there's an Eved Ivri. Sometimes he's sold by Bez, sometimes he's sold by himself. It's like all one big Cholot. Saying, no. There's two types of Eved Ivri. There's a Mechar Atzmai, there's a Mechar Bezdin. They have different Dinim. We're saying now, Mechar Bezdin, the Odin can force him to take a Shifcha. Meicher Atzmai, the Odin can't force him. According to Taisus, he never takes a Shifcha. According to Ritva, no. He can voluntarily take a Shifcha if he wants. And it's up to him. It's up to him. Ritva brings a Raya, because we said the first 2 days ago that if Odin is mafkir his eved, the eved still needs a shtar, needs a get shichur. And we explained why if Dodin is mafkir, why does he need a get? Why? If Dodin is mafkir and eved ivri, why does he need a piece? Why does he need a get also? For dinei yisr shabbai, right? That's what the Ritva said. For dinei yisr shabbai. So to Ritva, it's a raya that the adina yisr, that he could marry a shifcha. And that's why he needs to get shechra. So this is the Ritva's chiddush that a meicher atzmai is mutter a shechra. Taisus apparently disagrees with that. The Mishnah Lamelech is a kasha on the Ritva. The Gemara says in Tumura Daf Lamed, in talking today about Dine Esnan Zayna. Esnan Zayna is a person, is a tle, a sheep, which is paid for znus. Esnan Zayna, it's given as payment for znus, and it's also, you know, I bring it as a carbon. So the Gemara there says, if a man says, Heilach tleze v'tolid shivchasech etzel avdi, if a man says, I'll pay you the tle if you let your shivcha live with my eved, Esnan, that's Esnan Zayna. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? It's doch mutter. It's mutter, and eved's allowed to marry a shivcha. How could that be Esnan Zayna? It's not Znus. It's mutter. And for the Gemara, we're talking about such an Eved who wasn't married before he became an Eved. Ein lo isho banim. If he had no isho banim, so there's no din that Dardin could give him a shivcha. And Mamela, it's an Esnan, it's Znus. That's a shtetl in Gemara. So the Gemara says that if the Eved has no isho banim, it's an Esnan, it's Znus. The Ritva says that the miut, that ein rabbi moisalei shivcha, which we're talking here about a meichar atzmai, and Ritva says the same thing, there's a miut by ein loy isho banim, person who comes in, ein loy isho banim, when we say ein rabbi moisalei shivcha, that the Adin can't force him to take a shivcha. The Ritva says there also, it's just the Adin can't force him to take a shivcha. But if he does it voluntarily, he could do it voluntarily. In other words, the Ritva holds it in two cases that he could do it voluntarily. One case is by Meicher Atzmai, he could voluntarily take a shivcha. And one, if Ein La'isho Banim, he doesn't have Isho Banim from before, and he can voluntarily take a shivcha. And again, on the sheets, those of you who have it, that was the second machlokes I put down on the sheet, was that Ein La'isho Ain lo yisho banim. If somebody who comes into marriage, never been married before, the other can't force him to get married. The Ritva holds that if he wants, he's allowed to. Just rabbi can't force him, but he's allowed to. So the kasha then is, why is it an esnan? It's read from the Gemara. This Ritva comes along with his lamdus that even when the other can't force him, he's allowed to do it voluntarily. Well, if he's allowed to do it voluntarily, so that's not an esnan, that's not znus, that's mutter. So the Mishnah Melech says it's the Tzarki and God on the Ritva. How could Ritva say that when the Gemara says Ein Rabbi Meisilei Shifcha, it means the other can't force him. But if he wants, he's allowed to. If he's allowed to, that means it's not znus. If it's not znus, so why does the Gemara in Temura say that if someone tells someone else, hey, look, here's a tleh, let your shifcha live with my eved, that it's an esnan? But it's not znus. Esnan is only for znus. It's not for a mutter dikabiyah.
Maybe he didn't want it at that point. Maybe he didn't want it. So when he's selling the sheep, it is for znus at that point.
Well, one thing to say, the case is that the Gemara is that the Eved didn't want. And he said, he forced the Eved, he threatened the Eved, that if you're not going to be by all the shivcha, he threatened him with something he didn't want. Or maybe that's a teretz. What is it? It's an Avera, it's not Znus. The question is, does that make it Znus? If you force him, does that make it be an Issa Shifcha? If you force him, it's like a mistaver. It's mistaver that if he's allowed to do it voluntarily, if someone forces him, that doesn't make it znus. That makes it, it's a bit on lachavei
with the
kedim.
You forced him. So let's say you forced him. Say you didn't know his bas at the time. Before you asked.
Yeah, but if he's allowed to be ba'il ha voluntarily, then that's not a zayna. It's not a ma'is znus. That's a.
So when you paid for the sheep, you don't know his bas. You don't know if he's willing.
So yeah, but even if he won't want, it still won't be znus. So mail is not esna zayna. It's not a mice's nose. So this is the kasha on the Ritva. So the stipler, Simin Yudches says the teretz. The teretz is not just the teretz, it's an insight into the din of Moiseloi Shivcha. It's a pshat. It's not a hechatim to teretz, it's a pshat. Let me be magdim, the stipler's aside, and then you'll see how it's a pshat. The stipler says, how do you know that an eved gets a shivcha, that an eved is allowed, is not allowed, that there's a mitzvah of an eved ivri marrying a shivcha kananis, and the children go to the yadayim? So the Gemara on Tesvav Amid Aleph brings a pasuk. Ki mishne sas chachir avodcha, an eved works double. What is double? So the Gemara says, Sachir is Ayvid B'yayin. If you hire a worker, he works by day. At night he goes home. Sachir is Ayvid B'yayin. Evid Ivri Ayvid Bein B'yayin Bein B'layla. There's a din avdus by day to work for you. There's a din avdus at night. What is that meramis? That by night, which is the time of Bia, that the Adayin can have the Evid marry a Shivcha and have children that are going to be his. So, Mishneh Sa Sachir Avadcha, the Adayim can force the Eved to work for him and have a night too, which is to have offspring for his benefit. Dr. Stipler, how is that Avdus? What makes Bia at night Avdus? Why is it called slavery? He says two reasons. One, because you're forcing him. If a man wants to be by a woman, says, no, he's not, it's not slavery. He wants to be by. But the Adayin could force him. That's one way that it's a type of slavery. And the second way is that the children belong to the Adayin. It's the second way it's slavery. And two ways that it's slavery. Either because he could force him, or because the children belong to the Adayin. As long as you have at least one of these two, that's included in Mishnah Sasachir. Either because he's forcing him, or even if the other one is willing to do it voluntarily, but the children belong to the Adayin, either way, that is working for the Adayin. So Zok the Stipler, the Ritva says, Machru Bezdin, the Adayin could force him, it's Avdus for both reasons. And Machru Bezdin, why is it Avdus? For two reasons. One, because he's forcing him, and two, because the children belong to the Adayin. By Meicher Atzmai, it's Avdus, why? What did Ritva say? Meicher Atzmai, he can only take a shifcha voluntarily. He takes the shifcha voluntarily, so the first type of Avdus you don't have, you can't force him. You still have the second type. To the Meicher Atzmai, the children belong to the other. So that's why a Meicher Atzmai has a metzias of marrying a shifcha. The Meila Zakta Stipler. This Ritva, that Meicher Atzmai could be Baal Shifcha, is only if the Shifcha belongs to that Adayin. If the Shifcha belongs to the same Adayin as the Eved. Because if the Shifcha belongs to the same Adayin as the Eved, so he's working for his Adayin. He's being Baal Shifcha. If she becomes pregnant, has a child, it'll belong to the Adayin. So when the Ritva said that voluntarily a Meicher Atzmai is takes a shivcha, that's only if it's a shivcha of the same Adayin. A shivcha of the same Adayin, so you're working for your Adayin. You're creating offspring for him, or trying to create offspring for him. The Gemara in Temura is talking where the Eved is boil someone else's shivcha. He's being boil someone else's shivcha. That, he has no heter. A Meicher Atzmai, right? Lo Yishobanim, they have no heter to be boil someone else's shivcha. Because being by someone else's shivcha, you're not working for your Adayin. That's not Avdus. It's Avdus for someone else. It's not Avdus for your Adayin.
I'm sure you're understanding something by being.
That's a good point. One second. You may be right. One second. But the disciple says, the disciple says this. The disciple says that when you're a Machru Bezdin and the Adayin forces you, he could force you Sai for your Adayin, Sai a shivcha of yours, any shivcha. He's forcing you. That's Avdus. When it's voluntary, Meicher Atzmai, it's only an Eved to a Shifcha of the same Adayin, where there's a benefit to the Adayin, and not where it's a benefit to the Adayin of someone else. Someone else's Adayin, so that there's no Heter. But let's answer the Kasha of the Mishnah Melech. Now, again, the Stipler's oif too is that two things. Firstly, he explains the ritva, the avdus of being bayil. And second of all, he answers the Mishnah Mal's kasha that the ritva only means it could be bayil and a shifcha of the same other. We see from this ritva, agav, that a normal eved, a chur bezdin type of eved, is bayil any shifcha. Say the same other, say someone else's other. Right? Only by Mecher Atzma he says it has to be yours. By Mechru Bezdin, it could be anybody's. And again, on the sheets that I gave out, those who don't have it, I can still make some copies. There's the third Nafka, the third Machlaikis, the Shifcha Shein, the Shal Rabbi. In a normal case, could the Rabbi force him to a different Shifcha? There's a Marshal Git that says no. And the stipler is Mechiach, that yes, you could. So basically, this is the stipler's insight. Now, obviously asked that 1 minute. Chayra, even if I let my Eved be Bala your Shifcha, and the children are going to be yours, I'm probably getting something for it. So Chayra, the stipler's Cheshbin is incorrect. The stipler says that Mecher Atzmai, he's not working for the Yadayin because if he's buying someone else's Shifcha. Well, he is working for the Yadayin because the Yadayin will get paid for it. He'll get whatever they're giving him for it. They give him a Tlau, they give him money, whatever they give him. They must be giving him something. There's a benefit to the owner of the Shifcha. The Eved doesn't become pregnant, the Shifcha becomes pregnant. The Shifcha will have a child that belongs to the owner of the Shifcha. But the answer to that is that is work. Mishnah Sas Sachir Avodcha, Adon has no right to tell his Eved at night, I want you to work for me. You work by day, now at night I want you to clean to sweep the floor. No. An Eved only has to work normal work of a normal person. An Eved doesn't have to work at night. When Marbe, that Bia, to be marbev ladis for the other, that he has to work exeris hakasa. So as long as the working is the working of the bia to be marbev ladis, in achinami we marbev that. But if he's going to rent him out at night to other people to be bayal their shifcha, that's no different than renting him out to sweep someone else's floor. But God being this adain, he's renting him out. What does he rent him out for bia? He rents him out for work. But that he has no right to do at night. Can't force him. If he wants to do it voluntarily, he could do it. He could sweep the floor too voluntarily. But what? It's true. But what he's doing for his Eved, what this Eved is being forced to do for his Adayin, or even voluntarily doing for his Adayin, is to be marbe money for him. That's a gift. If an Eved Ivri wants to give a gift to his Adayin, he could. That's not part of Mishnah Sasachim. Mishnah is the Maisa Biya. It's not being rented out for things. We're being rented out for things, so that's for hire, that's a worker. But with that marbe, that at night he can make him do anything. Well, only marbe, the bia. Now, even though here it's also bia, he's renting him out to someone else to be bayil his shifcha. But the guy this adoin, he's renting him out. He has no right to rent him out at night. It's the vladis. It's really also money. Awesome. It's not be'etzim his ladas. Just he's saying, if you rent him out to me, I'll pay you later half the value of the kid. It's still money. I think it's still money. Because be'etzim the ladas don't belong to God.
You don't have to come out of the stipend.
Why?
This beer is not a beer from the other. It's
an actual thing. I'll tell you the truth. If not for the stipler, I would have learned a different, totally different shot in the ritva. But right now, it's going to be too confusing. You have to digest the ritva. I would have learned the ritva differently. I would have learned that it's in Yuchsin, and it has nothing to do with the other. But the way the stipler is learning, I'm assuming he's correct. And so this is the ritva shita. It's going to come up again on Daf Chaf, maybe again before then, I don't know. Again, the ritva shita is that Meicher Atzmai, even though Ein Rabbi Meisalei Shifcha, we pass that Chamin, still, voluntarily, if he wants voluntarily, yes. Voluntarily, he could be bayil. And if it's for this type of limits, it's only to be bayil, the shifcha of this adai.
How do you know
makro
badin can do a balkarcha
to a different shifcha?
How does
this type not say pshat mitzvah? Yeah, probably from that Gemara in Temura. So the Gemara in Temura says, the Gemara asks Akasha, why is it an S9? It's mutter. Gemara answers, same leisho banim. It's not a normal case, but yesh leisho banim and machru bezdin. Then it's okay. That it's okay to be by someone else's shifcha.
If he already has a line, you can force him to a different
shifcha. That's a smukha from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, it's talking bein leisho banim. Gemara and Tumur is mashba there, otherwise it's not. Okay. All right, so we've covered this machlaikis. Let's go on to the third machlaikis. What's the third one? So we covered Sheish and Ritzia. The third one is Hanaka. Okay, Hanaka is another parash in the Torah, another mitzvah asei. Another aspect of Eved Ivri, that when Eved Ivri goes free, you have to give him a gift. Now, we're going to learn the Gemara. I just want to be Magdim, the Chakira of Hanukkah. We'll learn the Gemara and we'll come back to talking about it. Just there's one basic clair in understanding Hanukkah. Hanukkah is what? What is Hanukkah? You hire Eved for 6 years, for 600 zuz. The end of the 6 years, he goes home. You have to give him a gift. You have to give him a gift. It's interesting chinuch. If you look in the chinuch, the Tamei HaMitzvah, he says it's to train people to be good tippers. Remember what he says? It's train people to be a good tipper. If someone works for you, you should give him a tip at the end. So the Tamei HaMitzvah of Hanukkah is to train people that if someone does a good job for you, you should give him something when he finishes. Interesting Tamei HaMitzvah. You should hang it, the chinuch, in the back of the taxi cabs in Eretz Yisrael. So, what is Hanukkah? It's a tip. He worked for you. But you must give him a minimum. We're going to have later in the Gemara a minimum you have to give, but you give more. That's a pretty significant amount of money that you have to give him when he goes free. That's Hanukkah. The Kler, Nafkaminas we'll get to later. The Kler in Hanukkah is that there are two ways to learn Hanukkah. You could learn Hanukkah is a part of the Schiras, it's a part of his pay. Part of his pay is that he gets a tip. It's part of what he's hired for. It's a mamonistic adin. It's an obligation. Just like you have to pay wages, the Torah says you must give tips to a shifcha, or to an eved, or to a shifcha, or to an om evriya. To an eved evri, om evriya, you must give him a tip. Or you could learn, no, a tip is a matana. It's a mitzvah to give a gift. It's not a momentous dikadin. It's not cheshem mishpat dikadin. It's a yeredeya dikadin. Just like in yeredeya, there's a parsha of tzedakah. You have to give poor people tzedakah. Same thing, there's a parsha of hanukkah, that you have to give hanukkah to an eved that goes free, and zehu. That's a second way of learning. Okay, so again, there are one of the two ways of learning. Either hanukkah is a cheshem mishpat dikadin, it's a sphirous type of din. Or it's like a tzedakah dikadin, just like you have to give tzedakah to poor people, you have to give hanukkah to avadim and go free. What? No, if he buys himself out, he doesn't get any tip. He doesn't get hanukkah, the Gemara's the same thing. So, it's obviously, I mean, that should be a riot to matana.
It should be a tzedakah. What's the
why?
Reason why you stole? He stole, he didn't have enough to pay back, meaning he has no money.
That doesn't prove it's tzedakah.
He's
eligible for tzedakah, but it doesn't mean if somebody's eligible for tzedakah and he works for me and I pay him, it's not tzedakah.
But
he's saying apisvara. He's saying apisvara is a tzedakah type of thing. Why? Maybe it's always a serious ticket in. I don't know. At some restaurants now, they bill you the tip. Very strange thing. That's a tip. They bill you a tip. So it's not a tip. It's just a surcharge. Huh? Yeah, those stores, it's a chesiris. In those places, they bill you to... They bill you, yeah. The, so two ways to learn. Offhand, anybody come up with a nafkamina? Kfiya would be a nafkamina. You force him. If it's mominis, he can take you to Bezdin and force you. If it's a mitzvah, if I don't want to do the mitzvah, so you can't force me. If you're over the loisolin, if you pay it late, if you're over on the lav of loisolin, you're right. If you wait overnight, so if you do the mitzvah day late, so you're missing in zvizim agdim ul mitzvahs. But if it's money, if it's serious, then it's serious. So there are two ways to learn Hanukkah, and this is the Mishnah Melech Chakira. It's quoted by a number of places, the Shurei Reb Shmuel here on this Gemara, and the Berachas Avraham on the Gemara, and the Stipler. The next piece after the one we had on the bottom Taisvis, the next piece is on Hanukkah. He also brings down the Mishnah Melech Klar. First, now we're going to learn the Gemara, and we'll see what the Mashmois HaGemara is, and then we'll come back to it tomorrow. Let's see the Gemara. We'll be holding. Okay, we're about 10 lines down on Teslava Medalov. My time is Tanakama Dharma Mecha Atzmei Eimanikanlai. Why Mecha Atzmei doesn't get Hanukkah? So till now he thought it's a Machlaikis of Sachis Sachir. So Rav Tavumi is saying no, it's a different Machlaikis. Miyat Rachmana Gabe Machru Beznin Hanik Tanik Lai. Lai Veloi La Mecha Atzmei. What does it mean? Lai is extra? Stun? Veloi is extra. I guess Hanik Tanik. Give a tip. You understand it means to him. Loi is a miyat, loi v'loi l'maycher atzma. If yidach, ha'hu mebayale loi v'loi l'yarshav. What does that mean, loi v'loi l'yarshav? Who's yarshav? David. When did he... If David has yarshav, he's not alive anymore, right? So David died. When did he die? Before the 6 years were up or after the 6 years were up? Must be after. If he died before the 6 years are up, I don't have to tip him. Matter of fact, he owes me a refund. He didn't finish working, right? So he died afterwards. On the day, before the day ended or after the day ended? At the moment that he went free, he got so excited that he had a heart attack and died. Okay. So Rashi says, he went free already. So the case is, he went free already. Shkia came. And he went free, and they owe him Hanukkah. Loi v'loi l'yarshav. So if he's alive, he gets it. Well, once he gets it, of course, it's yarshav yarshav. If it's his money, he puts it in his pocket. But he didn't get it yet. So if he dies, loi v'loi l'yarshav. That's mashma. If the yarshim don't get it, that's mashma. It's what? It's mashma. It's just a mitzvah. Unless you say, because you need examples of custom to tell it to you. Maybe you're right. But certainly, Pashtus, if it's Chayiv, it should go to Yarsha. Loi v'lo Yarsha. Frek the Gemara. Yarsha v'amai loi. Sachi kariyei rechmana. Why not? And if it's called Sachi Yerma, Sachi pulasi li Yarsha, v'afai pulasi li Yarsha. What's that, Mashma?
It's wage.
Is it Mashma? This is pretty beferish. Yarshav amai loy. Sachi kai rechman. The Torah calls him a worker. So makish into a sachi. Ma sachi pulasi li yarshav. I pulasi li yarshav. So this two lies in the Gemara is mashma klar that it is that it's a chayv, that it's wages. So what's the whole klar? So look at that gra. You see the aleph in the gra on the side? Guess what he does? He takes out these two lines. He replaces it with V'idach Trey like CV. There's another line. So he takes out these two lines. These two Girsais, Pashtas, are arguing. If Yigairis Yarshav Amai Loi Sachi Kari Rechmana seems to be saying that it's a Mamnis Dikadin. It's like a regular worker. If you take out these two lines, then what? Then there's no raya. Maybe we can still learn either way. The question is, why did he take out these two lines? What's wrong with them? Why did he take out these two lines? There's no rule. When the Bach changes a girsa, there's not necessarily any lamdisha reason. If the Bach changes the girsa, it just means he had an old print of the Gemara and it was missing the word. So if the Bach takes out a word, it doesn't change anything. There's a Bach on this page, right? You look at the one he takes out, very often doesn't change anything. The Bach had old manuscripts, and that's what he based it on. When the Gra takes things out, there's always nafkaminas. The Gra, every Gra that changes a girsa is for a nafkamina. Pashtus, this is his kavana. His kavana is, he doesn't like this. What do you mean, sakhir? Serious, not serious. So the Pashtus, at least at this moment, is from this Gemara that it's a din. The way our girsa is, it's a din mamin. And the way the Gra takes it out, it's mashma, it's a mitzvah. Ella. Yeah, for sure the Gra had a raya. The Gra didn't do it without rayas. The Gra didn't just change gears. So he had a svara, so he took out a pen and crossed out the gears. It's true. But he certainly wouldn't have plugged in v'idach trei lay on his own. But we'll have to see. We'll see yet what the raya is. So we have now a third afkamina, l'chayre v'tzchiris on that, if it goes to Yarshin. Right, we have one afkamina kfiya, one afkamina loyalin, batalin, if you don't pay overnight, and the third afkamina now Yerusha. The next part of the Gemara will be a fourth afkamina. Ela loy v'loy l'bal chayvay. This is a shaila. If I owe you money and you owe someone else money, so the someone else could ask me for the money. Could exclude the middle person. That's called Shibuda Dereb Nasna. But the other person, I could pay the other person directly. Shibuda Dereb Nasna. So if I owe you money and you owe someone else money, the person could force me to give it. Let's say I want to give you a gift. I want to give him a matana. Say, Chasna, I want to give you a gift. So Baal Chayv comes running. He says, don't give him the gift. Give it to me. He owes me money. Shibuda Dereb Nasna. So that's not true. I don't have to give a gift. I could do whatever I want with. There's no shibud. I don't have to give a gift. If I want to give a gift, the Baal Chayv can't come and take it away. So shibud the Rav Nasan is only on money and not on gifts. So if you learn Hanukkah is a schirus, it's a money dikadin, so then it's mistabish shibud the Rav Nasan applies. If you hold it's a gift, shibud the Rav Nasan does not apply. It's the fourth nafkamina we have now. Right? If you hold it's a gift or not a gift. Right? Whether you're kaifa, kfiya, and whether it is Baal Tolin, and whether it is Yarshim, and now whether it is Baal Chayv. So we're going to have to go through the next few lines of Gemara and see which mashmois in Hanukkah it's more mashma. And that, I guess, we'll leave for tomorrow.